Hello, everyone, and welcome to the It Just Works podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and today is a special episode. As I checked before he joined this call right now, he hasn't been on since March 3rd. He's my favorite, one of my favorite people, especially when it comes to music. I mean, this dude is an absolute legend. He's got more vinyl records than your entire family. It's Brian from Another Vinyl Page. How you doing, man?
Dude, a legend. Thank you. I'm glad to be back on. Thanks for having me. It feels like it's been forever. Can't believe it was March. That must have been. What did we do in March? What was it for?
I got it right here. It was discussing the latest Pokemon Presents.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Because the ones I've done after that are all over the place. Uh-huh. I mean, this has been long overdue, though. We've literally talked about it between March 3rd and now. Definitely at least a few times about you coming back on. So it's just timing, you know. It didn't really work out. You're just such a busy guy, man. You know, you have a girlfriend and you're having the time of your life.
Oh yeah, staying busy. I'm lazy on weekdays, but then when it's weekends, I'm like always out doing something.
I was gonna say it seems like your weekends are full of activities.
Yeah,
which is honestly a good thing anyways, because like you said, you're kind of, you know, just chilling after work during the weekdays. So it's probably nice to do something, you know, on the weekends. But when it comes to your weekdays, I'm actually curious, like, what is a typical weekday after work look for you?
Lately, I've gotten really lazy and I've got back into the habit of napping after work, and I got to shake that off because,
oh yeah,
I think it comes with like all the stress I have from like everything going on in my current job. I just been coming home and like napping, but I want to shake that off. And like, I don't know what I want to do exactly, but I want to make more time out of my day after I get off work. But
you know, I totally get that. I've been kind of dealing with that too the last couple months, where you finish everything you got to do for work, and like that's it. Like you're so like fucking checked out, or not checked out, but just like there's just something about it. You don't really want to do anything after work. And that's been hitting me too. I've been lazy in some aspects for sure. It's definitely not fun. It's definitely something you want to like snap out of. The naps, honestly, it's just too hot to even nap. So
I think that's another part of it though, because it's so hot outside. Like I don't want to do stuff. So I come home and it's like, oh, might as well take a nap.
No, I agree though. Like the heat, which is weird because we're so used to it in terms of it happens every summer. It's going to be hot all the time, but there's something about this like heat wave that we're getting right now. It's made me about as lazy or as like, unmotivated as you can possibly get. Like I don't want to leave the house really.
I'm never mentally prepared for summer because it gets pretty abysmal out here. I mean, it's not like Palm Springs bad where it's like 120, but I mean, it will get that bad out here eventually. I think we're still early summer. It'll catch up to us, but when it gets to being like in the 110s, like I don't like doing anything. Like I'm not a fan of summer.
Yeah. That's why I hate that my birthday's in fucking July. I've always hated it because it's like I hate summer, so
yeah,
it's, you know, you would think I would have gone to the beach a lot more when I was a kid. I should have thought about that.
Beach is cool, but I can go once a year. It's kind of overrated. It's fun, but I'd rather hang out by the pool than like go to a beach any day.
So I'm like the opposite. I'd rather hang out at the beach like it's a pool, like the beach is my pool, than an actual pool.
One, the water is like 10 times colder at the beach. Two, there's like a bajillion and three people. And then after that, and then I find sand in my fucking anus for like 3 weeks after.
Did you just like have like a quick stroke when you said bajillion? Like you're like, did I just say bajillion?
I said a bajillion and three, didn't I? Something like that. I don't know. I think I caught that. Thanks for pointing it out.
No problem. Well, you know, you got to understand, from my perspective, it's funny as shit because I just saw you like mentally go through that experience right there. That was something else. Have you been playing any Switch games? Anything right now that you're playing?
I got some recently. I picked up, and there's a reason I picked them up, because I didn't want to spend the full price. I got Luigi's Mansion 2 HD. I haven't actually played it. I started playing Thousand Year Door, but I didn't want to buy those because they were $60 and I did not want to justify that price. Those, for both of them, I thought that was way too extreme, but Play Asia had a sale and it made the games $33 each rather than $60. So I'm like, fuck it. And I bought it. And I'm really enjoying Thousand Year Door. I'm not too crazy into the Mario RPGs. They're cool and they're fun. And there's another one we'll talk about later, but I don't know. Like it, I'm enjoying it.
What was the second game that you were talking about?
Luigi's Mansion 2 HD.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I bought
That one I
Thousand Year
would never
Door.
spend $60 on. The fact that it was 60 like blows my mind.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Like, I bought Thousand Year Door because I know it's like a GameCube game, and I love GameCube stuff. I never played it originally. There's something about the Mario RPGs, like, I just can't get into it. It's too much of a JRPG.
It was like I said, I started playing it. It's a slow start with tons and tons of text, and I was like, there was multiple times I had to put it down because I got bored. I was like, I'm playing video games. I don't want to read.
Well, yeah, like I think where I'm at right now is like I got the key. Like I went to the underground and like with the Goopa girl and the old guy, finished that little part so we part ways with him, and then I don't even know what I got to do now. Like I don't.
I barely just fought the dragon. I don't remember who.
So
Did you do that?
no, like so that means you're way ahead of me. Like dude, I'm still in like the tutorial probably. I want to like the games really bad. I can't do it, man. It just doesn't do it for me.
It's more of a story-based game compared to actual gameplay because the gameplay is pretty. It's RPG. It's pretty simplistic, but I've heard about how good this game is for a year, so I want to tough it out and at least try to get through a good half of the game.
Yeah, like Metroid Prime, I'm also like still in the first stage.
I got
Like
to
I
get back
just
to
got the
that. See,
missile.
I have too many games that I get through a good chunk of and then I just put down because I get more games. I need to just commit. I still haven't finished Tears of the Kingdom.
I'm at Ganondorf. I could technically kill him and be done with it. But when they announce that there's no expansions coming to it, I'm like, oh, I should probably wait.
Yeah.
As in, like, try to do as much as I can and, like, put the game away. The problem is with, like, some of these Switch games for me personally is, like, when you take a break from them, it's kind of hard to go back and play them. Like, Tears of the
Yes,
Kingdom,
yeah.
I fucking love that game. Like, it's easily my game of the year last year. And I still have so much shit to do on it. And I just don't feel like doing it. Like every time I sign in probably like or I load up my game probably once a week and play it for 2 seconds and I'm like, eh. Do you have
Yeah.
that kind of fatigue with the Switch? Or
I just have too many games and I can't like focus on one because I get excited that this new one just came out. And yeah, there's just people are like, there's not a lot of good games on the Switch. And I'm like, bullshit, I got a whole stack right here.
No, there's definitely a lot of good games on the Switch. I think for me personally, it's more of like a I have too many game consoles. So like I have stuff on the
Okay, yeah.
GameCube I want to play. I've been playing like a Pokemon Y like mod version that's on my hacked 2DS that came on the console. And so that's been kind of fun to play because it's basically like Pokemon White 2 where there's different spawns of Pokemon.
Nice.
I was playing another a ROM hack that I bought a cartridge of. I play Fallout for its dailies every day, but then I've been
Nice.
playing Halo with mods, and it's just like I just feel like I have too much shit to play. Like Xbox is the same thing. I've the Elden Ring DLC, I have Dragon's Dogma 2, and then yeah, my fucking Switch. I have so many games that I
That's why
just
I get overwhelmed because even like you said, like they have the Delta emulator on the phones now, and I've been playing a lot of Pokemon ROM hacks, and that just takes away from the times I could be playing all the Switch games that I've bought. I was trying to shiny hunt Ho-Oh and Crystal, and I just totally like I can't do it, dude. I'm not built for it. Like you've done it a handful of times, right? And like completed it. I can't.
no, resetting is
I even,
shitty.
well, they have save states, so it's even easier. So all I have to do is load the state,
Wait,
press
so you're
A.
doing
So
it on a fucking ROM?
it's like super quick, but I still have not like got it or had the patience.
Wow. Yeah, so I've soft resetted for a shiny Treecko on Alpha Sapphire, Groudon on one of those games. I think it was Sun and Moon. And then the hardest one, by definition too, actually, which I'm super proud of, was Shiny Charmander on Pokemon Leaf Green on an authentic cartridge.
Oh, damn. I thought Gen 3's like shiny mechanics were like fucked up or something, and it was extremely hard to shiny hunt on those in that generation, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that is correct. Believe it or not, which is why I'm so grateful it took me 45 hours worth of resets. Some people literally take years to get some of these shinies. So the fact that I did it in 45 hours is pretty crazy. It took I think it took 1 month, 1 or 2 months. So but then I was playing through that, right? And I got my shiny Charizard. And don't get me wrong, dude, it's fucking sick to see the shiny sprites on the old games, but I stopped playing that too. And I need to finish it because this is the 20th anniversary this year, so I'm gonna do episodes for Emerald and Pokemon Fire Red Leaf Green. So I recently got back into Pokemon Go.
What?
I need you to open your fucking gifts.
I'm terrible at that. Let me do that now. How did you even get back into that, and what made you get back into that? Because you and Eric, the casual gamer, were kind of just stopped entirely.
I think a lot of it has to do with Britain. She kind of got me back into it, but honestly, like I, you know, being out and about so much, it is really fun to just kind of open your phone and see what's around. The only issue I have is like, so Monster Hunter Now is developed by Niantic as well, and that came out this year, or I'm sorry, late last year, I think, or whatever. And that game has so much more like content on the world map, and it looks way better than Pokemon Go. Granted, they're, you know, different, although it wouldn't be that hard to update
Niantic made
Pokemon Go.
that as well.
Yeah,
I
it
had no
literally
idea.
plays the same. It's just you kill stuff instead of catching it.
Nice.
But Monster Hunter Now is fucking phenomenal, and I like Pokemon, man. Like I love Pokemon at the end of the day. So any little fix I can get is kind of nice. So like right now I've been trying to catch up on all these challenges, even though I figured out like what they're for, which is like Victini, Diancie, and it's kind of whatever. But it is fun to just catch shit. Like I'm trying to get Skeledirge right now, because for some reason I see no one using him, and he's like super powerful. So
Nice.
it's cool. Do you still play it?
I've gotten a lot more casual. I'll do like my daily catch, or if I'm somewhere, I'll check what's outside. And I haven't been going as hard on the community days as I used to. I used to actually go out and find a place for nearly everyone, but the last couple I've like, I think the last one was a really good one too. What was it? It was something. It was a. I was mad that I missed it. Of course, I did
Yeah,
now.
I think it just brought back a lot of really good memories, like getting back into it.
It was
Like
Goonie. There
all
was a
of
Goonie community today, and I was like, I wish I went harder on that.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that would have been a good one. I think I just missed some of it. Like we had a lot of good memories with it. And so that kind of the memories alone kind of brought me back. But I plan on staying casual. Just kind of like you like what you're saying, like I'll just open it when I stop somewhere because I know there's stuff nearby, or if I'm out and about somewhere different. The thing I would be down for, because it would be nice, is like to go to the beach and play it again.
Oh yeah, for
Because
sure.
when you go to like a different biome, it's like really, really fun to play that game. And I remember going to like Santa Monica, and there's just like shit everywhere. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to ask because I thought it was kind of cool to see where the game's at now. Honestly, it hasn't changed a whole lot since I've been
They
gone.
haven't really added a lot of new features. They pissed a lot of people off with the raid shit, but they changed the raids and that upset people.
And in what way?
The remote passes used to be unlimited, and I think you can only use like, I'm probably wrong, so go yell at me. Yeah, I think it's like five you can use a day, and now they're also more expensive as well. So they really wanted people to like stop relying on the remote raids, and they wanted people to go back out. But I think they just handled it really poorly and upset people.
Oh. Well, yeah, because the remote raids are kind of cool because can't you be anywhere in the world and like join someone's raid?
They're cool, but I kind of get what they meant because people were abusing them. People would like, you see these clown YouTubers playing like, I'm doing 200 raids for Rayquaza. Like,
What?
yeah. So I get they had to put a limit on it. They had to put a daily limit on it, but then they also raised the price, and I'm like, eh, it's kind of scummy.
Yeah. Well, the Mega Evolution 2 shit's kind of convoluted. So I checked the last time I played the game in like a, I don't know if it's like super serious too, it was 2021. So it's been 3 years since I've
Jeez.
like really opened the game up. And the last thing I opened it for was Fletchling Community Day for Talonflame. But I remember I was not playing the game religiously still. Like, I don't even have a Greninja, so I know for a fact I was like still not really playing it. So yeah, it's been about 3 or 4 years since I took it serious. So yeah. I mean, it's cool, man. It's cool. I like it.
You said it's
It's
something to look at when you go somewhere.
correct. Before we fully dive into Nintendo, kind of hopping around here, any music stuff you want to talk about? Any new music that you're really into?
Ooh, what have I been listening to lately? I'm pretty much just excited for the Lamb of God and Mastodon show next week. But what have I listened to? The new Bill Murray album's really good.
Yeah.
It's kind of let down by the Aquabats album. It was whatever. New Offspring album was our single was terrible. It was the worst thing I've ever heard. Oh man, just waiting for the second part of Eidola to come out this year. That's pretty much all I could think of off the top of my head.
How many vinyls have you received in the mail this week?
Well, this week has been kind of a slow week. I want to say it was only like two. It's not like Eric the casual gamer, the hardcore collector.
Yeah, some of the pictures he sends us, I'm like, God damn,
He
man.
had like 13 in one day semi-recently or something like that. I don't remember. He sent me a picture, but I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we had to pick up his vinyls when they were on the cruise, and he just had like a fucking fat stack
Nice,
of
nice.
vinyls. Yeah. And it was like three of the boxes, you can tell there was like more than two vinyls in
Yeah.
it. So
I've
it
slowed
was kind
down.
of.
I'm trying to only buy it if I like genuinely like really, really, really need it. And I'm not trying to buy doubles anymore.
Because did you stop buying doubles because you weren't really reselling them, or you're like, I just don't need doubles?
I don't need doubles, but I won't lie. If I know something's gonna be worth money, sometimes I'll buy it to sell. That fucking nasty flipper. Get that flipper scammer off here.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Well, yeah. Some of those vinyls get pretty expensive for like, I feel like no reason, but
Yeah.
it's probably because of the limited pressing on certain colors. Yeah, so Bill Murray is pretty good. You got the Mastodon show next week, and then are you going to North Lane as
No,
well?
I should though. I was thinking about it.
I mean,
How
it's
much
a
were
really good
tickets, or did it
lineup.
already sell out?
I don't think it's sold out yet.
It was at House of Blues, right? On a Friday?
Yeah, it's on a Friday. It's Wind Waker, Thornhill, Invent Animate, and North Lane.
Wind Waker? Whoa, is that like Zelda?
Oh my God, is that a, I mean, it could be a Zelda reference. They're like a new Australian A Day to Remember. That's honestly the best way I can put them.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, they're okay, but everyone says they're really good live, so I guess we'll see.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, Thornhill's good live,
I know
and
Thornhill. I don't think I've seen them, though.
yeah, they just finished recording their third album, so
Nice.
hopefully they play maybe like a new song.
I'm waiting on that Black Queen. I feel like we're on the verge of news.
Dude, yeah, I just want him to shadow drop it. Just, I
It's
need that shit.
happening within the next, it's going to get announced soon for sure.
And every time I see a Better Lovers post, I'm like, I hate you guys. Can you just focus
Right?
on Black Queen, please?
I'm still annoyed that I haven't got my record from him that I ordered like 2 years ago. So that's a thing.
Oh, have you emailed again or?
I've seen him comment or send out emails a couple times, like updates on it. And he was like, oh, because originally there was five variants. And I was at the show and I was dumb, so I was like, I want all five. And then he's like, oh, we're only switching it to two variants now, and we're gonna refund the other ones in the next couple of days. And that was like months ago. And I was like, I could use that refund.
Is it like just directly through him? Is that why this process is probably taking
I
so long?
think so. He said there was an issue with like the first place he went to press it, but this was like months ago. We haven't had an update since then. So I'm like, I'm starting to get a little annoyed. I like transparency. I do not mind waiting a long time for a record, but when you leave me in the dark is when I get annoyed.
Yeah, damn. Alone in the Dark. It's a Black
Yeah,
Queen
right.
song. Or no, it's a lyric. Anyways, well, I think you should just harass him on Instagram until he gets back to you.
Right? Why not?
I mean, maybe he forgot about it. He's pretty busy, isn't he? Aren't they on tour right now?
I think somebody was like, he wants people to forget. He wants to keep that money. And I was like, I don't think it's that extreme.
You never know.
Yeah.
You could be the next Johnny Craig, just a lot less
Oh,
offensive.
God. Not the MacBooks.
Not the MacBooks. Not the MacBooks.
I feel like they're gonna bring him back. I feel like they're gonna bring him back for was when we were young in Vegas, because they said they're doing something really special, and it's gonna be like a big show that people won't forget. I feel like they're gonna secretly do a Johnny set.
Do you think they just like stop being a band?
What do you mean?
They just like disband and like stop making music.
Shit, imagine.
I'm praying for
You ready for him to be done?
it. Yeah, dude, Idola and Royal Coda, they got it under control. They're fine.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably tough for you though, because they're such a good band and they've been so good for so long with all these crazy ass issues. And they put on really good shows, but
I just
I
never
think it's
thought in a million years there would be somebody after Tilly, and I thought he was like the last one, and now that like shit popped off, I'm like, oh, I'm in a new era. I didn't think this was gonna happen again.
Yeah, but aren't they just going with what's his face?
For now, they said they're kind of just playing. There's an interview he did, or a podcast or whatever. It was really good where he was talking about like they don't know what the future holds right now. They're just kind of doing this, and yeah.
Is that the one where John Mess didn't say a single fucking word and that was hilarious?
No, that was funny though. I did listen to that one. This was a one where he did on his own, Andrew.
Oh, okay.
You listened to the one where John said nothing?
Yeah, I was like, cool, man, I'm really glad you're here.
Nice. Oh, that
And the
was good.
comments section just fucking obliterated his ass. They're like, yeah, I can't wait to hear from him at 32 minutes and 40 seconds in. And it's just nothing. Like, he's not even talking
Nice.
still. And
That was
everyone's
pretty
saying
funny.
he's like playing Elden Ring or something. I'm like, yeah, that's probably true. But no, I mean, we'll see. I think Andrew's kind of the way to go. But, who knows? Maybe bring back Kurt. Fuck it.
Right. Fuck it.
But yeah, so we will see what that is, and then we'll see what this secret show is. I'm sure it'll be fucking sweet. They don't hold out, so I'll hold up on that. But yeah, we'll talk about Nintendo. So we had the Direct a few weeks ago now. It was the last week of June, or I'm sorry, the second to last week of June. And I didn't even watch it, and I didn't feel like I missed out. I just saw all the announcements. Granted, I was driving when it happened, so what are your thoughts on like Nintendo as a whole right now before this direct?
I feel like they're setting up. They're setting up, and for being a late generation direct, honestly, it wasn't bad. I had my hopes. Usually, I always like have my hopes super high. I do not know how to like tailor my expectations. I do not know how to do that. But this one, I did, because I was like, Switch is on its way, and then it was pretty good. I feel like they have a lot of holdover titles until the next system's ready, so that's exciting.
That's true. Yeah, until I get the Twilight Princess HD remix, RE3 re-release,
They're gonna
will never be heavy.
put it on Switch 2 in 4K. It's gonna be Twilight Princess 4K.
That wouldn't be a bad launch
Yeah.
collection, Wind Waker and Twilight Princess 4K HD.
No, they'll sell them each for $70, and you'll eat your slop and you'll buy it.
I will eat my slop and I'll buy it.
I
You're
genuinely,
goddamn right.
I do not understand when people think they'll put like bundle them together. Like they won't do that with like Zelda. They'll release them like a year apart and do them full priced.
I think it's because a part of me just wishes they would do like Zelda Superstars, like Mario or All Stars, like
That'd be
Mario,
cool. That would be cool.
because the UI is cool. Like it's, I don't know. I just thought it was a great collection for the price point. It was $60 for three games. I thought that was the way to go. But yeah, you're right. Like Wind Waker HD on the Wii U was a launch title, I think, or something like that. And it looks way better than the original. So I don't see them bringing that back again and not charging, a full price for just that. Twilight Princess, the same thing. It just sucks. And that's like one of the things I talked about on my episode that, we can definitely touch on again here because I didn't go too crazy into it. But it's just these remasters, these re-releases, these HD re-releases, they're really like lackluster.
That's what a lot of this direct felt like. A lot of it felt like ports, remasters, just end of generation games. And that's what it was. Don't get me wrong. But like, I saw a bunch of people saying, like, this is the best direct ever. And I'm like, okay, it was good. But like, shut up.
I didn't even think it was that great.
I think it's just because we had a lot of the big ones. We had a Mario game, we had a Zelda game, we had a Donkey Kong game, we had a Metroid game. We had a lot of like the big pillars for Nintendo. So I think that's why people like loved it so much. But then when you actually think about it, it's like, yeah, we had a Mario game, but it was another RPG, and we've already had two in the span of a year. It's a HD ma remaster of a Wii game that shouldn't be $60. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. You do make a good point, though, with the pillars. Yeah, I think that is a very unique perspective where it's just like, hey, you know, like our first party title or franchises are being spotlighted. However, it's the content within it that's like, eh, this isn't really that great. Because, yeah, like Donkey Kong Returns HD re-release, HD remix, you know, like that's, it looks almost the same as the Wii. And then for me personally, I don't know if I got to go back and watch it. I thought Metroid Prime 4 does like look like shit. Like I didn't think it looked that great at all.
I thought graphic wise, like, I was like, it doesn't look that different from Prime. And that bummed me out, but it still looked damn good. It still did look damn good. And I really
Okay,
hope it's a
I gotta
cross.
watch the trailer again then.
I hope it's a cross generation title and it's also on Switch too, because if it comes out looking like that, it only looks slightly above Metroid Prime Remastered, which looks great. It's one of the best looking Switch games, but like, for how long we waited, I thought it would.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Better.
Yeah, I just feel like Nintendo is happy doing the bare minimum. And there's definitely like a historical like tracings of this. I just feel like in the current state of where things are at with the Switch and like the OLED, they're kind of really happy where they're at because they keep making so much money off the Switch and then like its current titles. Mario Kart continues to sell. So we have no announcement on a new one because they're like, why the fuck would we even make a new one when the one that's been out for 10 years now is still selling just fine? Yeah, I don't know. I get frustrated with it because not that Halo is anyone to like really prop up, but one of the things that they do right is they release a lot of cut content, like even developer cut content from the original games. Granted, this was in within like an 8 year period, but like for Halo 2, right? There's stuff in like I can go play right now that was cut from the original Xbox version. That's fucking crazy. Like shit I dreamed about, you know, shit you heard about, you know, watching their developer documentaries. Like now I can go play it right now. And I just wish that they would do that for their Nintendo games. I can only imagine the amount of shit that was chopped, you know, on the cutting board that we could have had in these games. I just wish, you know, when people do like these HD releases that they added something like, hey, like this whole level was cut from Metroid Prime, but we made it fully playable. We redesigned it, and so now it flows with the game. Like this, or Zelda, like this quest, this whole quest line was completely cut, but we brought back the characters and we made sure that all of it was playable. Like that's fucking great. Like that's really cool stuff. And Nintendo, you know, the developers from like the early 2000s and the late 90s, like they made some of the best Nintendo games. I would love to see like what didn't get added in that now we can experience. And that goes for like Pokemon too. But you know, enough of the fucking the re-release bullshit. What do you think of The Legend of Link, Zelda's
Yeah.
Awakening?
It looks cool. I was actually replaying Link's Awakening a few weeks before the announcement, so I'm like in the 2D Zelda like a lot right now. So I saw the game, it looks really cool. I don't know, I don't really have a lot to say about it other than I'm excited for it. It looks fun. The mechanics look cool. I'm much rather them do what they did with this new game than another remake of the Oracle games or a remake of, I don't know, Link to the Past. Like, I would much rather have something new, so I'm glad they did that. Because a lot of people were speculating that they were going to do Oracle remakes, and I'm like, I don't really need that, but.
I actually agree with you. I personally am not a huge fan of 2D Zeldas, but I feel like this game could be a prime example of what I was just talking about. Like maybe this was an idea they had back in the day too, where it's like, hey, we should make a game with Zelda because she can have different mechanics and different fighting styles. So it's like you're playing in the same world, but you have a completely different quest and character to play with. I like it a lot. I wish they would kind of do this with our current Zelda from like Tears of the Kingdom and shit, or the one that's at the end of Breath of the Wild, because I think she's kind of a badass. I wouldn't, and if you play Hyrule Warriors, her moveset's like pretty fucking sick. Like she uses the Sheikah Slate and stuff and uses different powers that Link doesn't have. So like I would love to see like this kind of stuff more often, because like Zelda is such a prominent character in like gaming. I would love to see kind of like maybe some Sheikah stuff with her, you know, with her and Impa or Imp, yeah, Impa, right? Yeah, I would love to see something like that. Like, I'm not a stealthy guy, but I don't know. I just feel like there's something there. So I think this is a really cool concept that they're kind of just bringing to life. You know, it's definitely a proof of concept. They're like, you know what? Let's just make a game of it. So I think that's pretty sick. The other thing that kind of has me excited, and I'm definitely gonna buy this at launch if it has the same kind of multiplayer, is Super Mario Party Jamboree. It's got like 12 players now and one board or like the mini games. And one of the things they did with Mario Party Superstars, or whatever, no, it is Superstars, the one that has like a lot of remade boards from N64 and mini games and stuff.
Is that the first one on the Switch? I bought the second one because a lot of people said they
So,
didn't like the first one on the Switch.
no, the second one's the one I'm talking about. So yeah, it's called Superstars, where they brought back a ton of N64 and GameCube content. Like that is the whole game. There is no new content. But one of the things they did was the multiplayer. You can just do mini game frenzy. Like you can literally just matchmake with other people and just do nothing but mini games. You don't even have to play the boards.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, so when I think of like 12 people like mini games, like that sounds like a lot of fun to just play with friends and shit and see how chaotic it gets. But there is something about Mario Party that I find special, even though I always get fucked over for stars at the end. Like I always get fucked over. I don't think I've ever won a game of Mario Party in my life, even against bots. But it's a franchise that I really enjoy, and like I thought it was always a cool concept. So where I'm not getting Mario Kart, I won't lie, I'm pretty happy we're getting Mario Party. Are you a big Mario Party fan, or what do you think of that?
Yeah, I've loved Mario Party since me and my sister were young and used to play it on the 64, like back in the day. And I think the only era I missed was like the GameCube era. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Mario Party lately because I've been like hanging out with friends and we get together. I bring my Switch and we all play Mario Party and they all get pissed off because I win. Because
Oh, yeah.
you know the bonus stars at the end? Like it always screws people over. I always get the bonus
Yeah.
ones at the end and they get mad at me.
I'm the one that gets screwed over. I get pissed every time. I'm like, why the fuck?
You
Yeah.
can turn that off too, apparently, the bonus stars, but like I like leaving it on.
That's definitely the charm of the game, no doubt. You can't turn that off because
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't, then it would be pretty easy to win Mario Party. Like you could just have a strategy and roll with it and you wouldn't have to worry about it getting fucked over.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up Jamboree though, because I completely forgot about it. I'm gonna pick that up.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna pick that up because I love it, and I love that like anyone can play it too. So I'd love to like pick it up and like we're all hanging out at Eric's house and just fucking playing it. I don't know. I miss those days really bad, so I want to bring them back. And then there's like a ton of other games that were announced, but I don't remember anything else that like really.
Mario and Luigi Brothership.
Yeah, the
Cool, looks
Brotherhood.
great. Why couldn't they have released it like a little later? We've had three Mario RPGs in the span of a year. That's a little bit overkill. That's a little excessive. The game looks great. I'm
Excuse
not
me.
knocking the game. I'm knocking like how they released it. It's just weird to me. But whatever. What do you think about
Yeah,
it?
I couldn't agree with you more, man. I don't really care.
It looks cool, but I'm not gonna buy it unless it like goes on sale or if I can find another cheap copy on PlayAsia, but I'm not gonna spend $60 on it.
I would just say, like, seeing how I already feel about these Mario RPGs, this probably won't change it.
Did you actually play Mario RPG, the remake? Did you pick that up?
Yeah, I played it for like an hour or two worth of gameplay, and I just couldn't get over the fact that there's no like dialogue.
Oh, the
Yeah, I just don't
thing.
care for that. I don't know. I think I don't know. I was like really excited for that game because I've always saw the original. I've never played it, and it's always gotten like some of the highest reviews from people that are Mario fans. And then I finally play it, and I'm like, this is the fucking game. Like,
Yeah,
this is
right.
it.
I agree. I had the
about.
same experience. I knew it was a thing. I might have rented it once as a kid, but people worship that game up and down. So I was really excited to play the remake. And I got, like you said, maybe 2 hours in, and it was cool, but I just have not gone back to it. And like, why would I go back? Like, now I'm on Thousand Year Door. I'm not going to just keep playing RPGs. Like, maybe years down the road, I'll go back to it, but I'm a little fatigued with all the RPG Marios right now.
So this is going to sound a little ridiculous, but just kind of hear me out. I fantasize about the idea that one day I will come back to all these Nintendo games and play them. And that's how I feel with like Mario RPG, Thousand Year Door. God, there's probably countless games that I can look up at in my cupboard. But I feel the same way. I just feel like I will have the downtime someday where I don't have internet. All I have is like what's in front of me, and I will finally play these games. The thing I can say about Mario RPG is like graphically, it does look cute and fun. Like I like the way they did it, but it kind of took away like the dark tones of the original art style, because I was always kind of attracted to that too.
Yeah.
Was that?
It's kind of lost its charm. It's like too clean now visually. Like it looks great, but I don't know. Like you said, the other one just had a different tone to it. And I wish they could just put the original on like the Nintendo Switch Online, but you know damn well they're not going to because they want people to buy the new one. But.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's kind of my move when it comes to the Nintendo product, is if I'm not like dying to play like Tears of the Kingdom. I know life the fuck out of that game like the first month it was out, and then kind of fell off because of something else. But yeah, I almost like want to take trips to like go to places to actually like take a vacation, but on my downtime, I'm like, all right, cool, like I'm gonna play my Switch now, which I know there's people out there who literally do that, so I might be one of those people come soon. But yeah, so we got Mario and Luigi Brothership, we got Dragon Quest 3 and 1 and 2 HD 2D remake
You don't
re-release.
give a shit about Donkey Kong, so you didn't have any opinion on that, did you? Because I love the series, but I know you had never really have.
I hate 2D games.
Oh, it's been like 10 years since the last Donkey Kong game, and it's frustrating that we just get an old Wii port, and it's already been ported to 3DS. So I don't know. That was a letdown. I want a new Donkey Kong game really bad. Tropical
Well, yeah,
Freeze.
because I know Tropical Freeze is like the shit. Like, people love that one. I wish I played that one just to try it out, but yeah, I didn't. Then we got Fantasia Neo, Ace Attorney, doesn't matter. We got Nintendo World Championships, NES Edition. I don't even know what the
Well, I was
fuck that
thinking about
stuff.
picking up the collector's edition, but the Japan or Japanese version because it came with like controllers, but then it sold out. I was like, I don't even want this game anymore.
I think I did see like the collector's edition because it comes with like a cartridge too.
Yes, the American one has a gold cartridge,
Yeah, I thought
and
that was
then
pretty
the
cool.
Japanese ones had two controllers that look like the original Famicom
Oh,
controllers.
okay. Yeah, that would have been sick. And then we have Fairy Tail 2, Fantasia Neo, Mio, Memories in Orbit. Nintendo Switch Esports, I'm sorry, Sports, is receiving a basketball update. I got rid of that game. I don't remember why, but I kind of wanted to play it again
Do they
'cause I think they
give
added
it an
golf
update
too.
like 2, 3 years after the game came out? That's so crazy.
I know, right? Like I think they did golf like the first year was out, and then I don't even know if they've done anything else since. That's the first time
Jeez.
it's been seen at a direct. So yeah, it might have actually taken them that long. And then we have Disney Illusion Island, Hello Kitty Island Adventure. I love
That
how
was
they
a
just
South
own.
Park joke. That was a South Park joke years and
Yeah, I
years
love how
and
they
years
just
ago.
owned it. Yeah, well, now they just said, fuck it, this is going to be the running joke forever. And it looks like an Animal Crossing game. Then we have Looney Tunes Wacky World of Sports. All right. And then Among Us, which I thought was already on the Switch, but it's
No, it
not.
was like a new game mode or something like that.
Oh,
Because
okay.
they always add new stuff to that game.
Yeah,
And
it's okay.
that announcement was how we kind of got the date leaked for the Nintendo or the Nintendo Directs. That leaked that trailer for the Among Us, and people were like, okay, that's going to be the date that the Nintendo Directs is going to be on. So, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I just didn't know about it. Then we have Funko Fusion, which looks like
That looks
a
lame as shit.
yeah, it looks pretty bad. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, a very popular game, but people are really struggling with the price point, which makes sense.
It's all
The new
about the
Denpa
Japanese
Men.
version.
Oh, yeah.
So
Metal
true.
Slug Attack Reloaded, Darkest Dungeon 2, Phantom Brave, The Lost Hero. I already went on a whole rant about this game, Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection,
Excited.
because it's coming to everything but Xbox. What'd you say?
I said I'm excited for that, but I didn't know that part.
Yeah, I'm pissed off that it's going to PlayStation, PC, Switch, but not Xbox.
Wow.
Because I have a friend who plays on Xbox. Like we always fucking go crazy on fighting games, and now I can't even play that with him, so that's cool. But I'm still probably gonna get it because I think that's actually a pretty badass collection. And I'm not even the biggest fan of those games. I just think for six games in that collection, it looks good. Just Dance 2025. All right, same shit. Then we have a Lego Horizon Adventures, which has the Horizon property from PlayStation. Pretty interesting here because this is another one that's also not coming to Xbox, so I guess Sony's playing hard to get. Then we have Stray, which originally released on PlayStation but is now coming to Xbox and Nintendo Switch. You get to play as a cat the entire game.
I'm
So
gonna
if you
play
ever
that
wanted that, yeah,
for
as I
sure.
say, yeah, if you ever wanted that, now's the time. Tales of Aishire, a Lord of the Rings game. I didn't see the trailer for that. And then we have 100 Line Last Defense Academy. Just a bunch of bullshit.
Damn, now hearing you like read off everything, I realized it wasn't that good.
They never are. But it's for their entire audience, and I feel like they kind of cover a lot of ground. That's not perfect.
Yeah.
But they do cover a lot of their fan base, I would say. And I gotta hand it to them. Just because I'm only one part of it doesn't mean a lot of people aren't happy. But Romancing Saga 2, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past with Four Swords, Metroid Zero Mission, Turok, Dinosaur Hunter, and Perfect Dark, which I
Oh
think
yeah,
are
what do
good.
you think about the new app they have for mature games? I thought that was kind of a smart way to do it, but like realistically, how many mature games are there? We can eat
What are you
Conker's Bad
talking?
Fur Day, is that it?
What are you talking about?
They added to the Nintendo Switch Online the new app where you can play Turok and Perfect Dark. It has its own app now because it's mature. So that's where they're gonna put like M-rated games now. Did you not download it yet?
Didn't even know
No.
about it.
Oh shit, it was part of the direct. That's why I'm like, they made
Well,
a
I didn't
whole
watch
separate
it,
app.
so.
They made a whole separate app for like eventually what? There's gonna be four games on there.
Well, they'd probably do Conkers, maybe South Park. I don't know, because, like, yeah, what would they put on there?
South Park, they're not gonna license that out. They won't do that. The only thing I
Maybe
can think of
Mortal
is
Kombat?
Conker.
Mortal
Which one?
Kombat 3.
No, they could do Mortal Kombat. Oh no, they would rather sell that themselves, probably.
Maybe, but that would be a pretty big one. That'd be a big one. That'd make
Yeah.
me happy as fuck.
Oh,
So yeah, that's the Nintendo Direct, man. I wish I could sound more excited about this shit. For anyone, if you've made it this far, I don't know. Like, honestly, none of this like gets me excited. Not even Metroid Prime 4.
was
It
gonna
just
say, I know
doesn't.
you're not a Metroid guy, like per se, but like that didn't even hype you up. Just the fact that it was announced like 70 years ago and we finally got like footage or knowledge that it actually exists.
Well, again, from the footage that I saw, that I kind of glimpsed at, I clearly didn't look at the right footage. I didn't think it even looked better than the remaster. But I'm gonna go back and rewatch the trailer. I don't know. I find it weird. I'm a very weird fucking Nintendo player. The only Metroid Prime I've ever played in its entirety is Hunters.
The second one? Really? I thought you would have said the first one.
Well, no, that's the 3D or that's the DS one.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. I got mixed up. I was thinking of Echoes. Really? That's the one you played? A
I fucking loved it, dude.
lot of people love that one, but apparently I never played that one.
Because for me, being like such a fucking Halo kid, to have like such a good first-person shooter on a DS like felt too good to be true. The game played flawlessly in terms of gameplay, and the multiplayer was stupid but fun as fuck. Like it was like a legit arena, frag shooter.
Nice.
Yeah, so I played the hell out of that one. And then remaster, I still like. I think it looks stunning on my OLED. Like I did load it up a couple weeks ago just to look at it, and I'm like, fuck yeah, this looks so good. I think it's just the Metroidvania, right? Like I'm not really the biggest fan of go through here just to unlock this to unlock the rest of the map. Like I just
I've grown to really, really like that genre over the years. Like I've found more games that are like that, and I'd love that genre.
So I got into the genre too even more with like the Jedi Fallen Order and Survivor games. But what happened with Jedi Survivor, the second one, I felt like they focused too much on the Metroidvania shit to where like now they were making you do stuff that you didn't have to do just to, hey, we made you unlock this by going this route. Like it just felt so fucking stupid, and I have a hard time with it. But I did play Shadow Complex, and that was nothing but Metroidvania, and that was a very popular title. And I played Undertow, so I can do it. I just
It's
think
not your
like you.
first choice when you play a game. I get it. Sure.
No, yeah, no. I think I'd rather play a game that allows you to create your own path, not, hey, we're gonna make you go through this maze to unlock this, to go back through the maze, to find the next maze, to do the same thing and re rinse and repeat.
Hell
Because
yeah.
that's all it is.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it is.
I love your face right now. You're like, hell yeah, that's right up my alley,
I'm playing
brother.
Hollow Knight, just going in circles for like an hour, and then I'm like, holy shit, I've been just going in a circle for an hour.
Oh yeah, that
Ooh.
was me with a SteamWorld Dig on the 3DS when that
Oh,
first
okay.
released.
Yeah.
Another phenomenal game in my opinion. And yeah, I was digging for hours to just unlock these upgrades or unlock this next piece of your kit. And I'm like, oh my God, I just dug this hole for this long just to do this. And in that
Nice.
game, you have to like make sure you break enough squares so you can jump, like double jump back up. Yeah, I'm not good at those games, man. I just give me a fucking gun. I'll clear the path. We're good to go.
See, I'm just like I'm the opposite. I'm so bad at like first person shooters and anything like that. I can't like I'm an idiot when I play. I can't point correctly and I miss my targets all the time.
God, I'd love to see you play Elden Ring.
Oh yeah, you'd be laughing. I'm not good. What did you say, Elden Ring?
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Fuck it, I'll play it.
Elden Ring is not for the weak. No, I think you would like Elden Ring. It's a learning curve. All right. Well, that's the Nintendo Direct. Honestly, it wasn't a bad one. It's just, I think what you said perfectly captures how I feel. Hey, they hit Zelda, Metroid, Mario, Luigi, Super Mario Party, Donkey Kong, the NES Championship, but I know people love that stuff. And they hit another first party with Luigi and Nintendo Switch Sports. That's a lot of fucking like first party IPs in one direct. Now, again, whether or not the content's good is obviously up for debate, and I think you made a great case for that. But I gotta hand it to them. They definitely came out and showed their first party titles, so you can't say that, so no one can be like, hey, you haven't showed us this. And then Metroid Prime has been in limbo for what, 6 or 7 years, you said?
7 years, yeah.
It's nice to finally get something on that. So,
You think it's gonna be cross-gen or just Switch?
no, I think it's gonna be cross-gen since they showed it on the Switch. I just think the Switch 2, I don't know, because the thing with the Switch 2 is like it's not even supposed to be that big of an upgrade. It's
I know
like
they
an
said it's
action.
more akin to like DS to 3DS, so it's still gonna be like a Switch. I'm hoping all I want is a beefier Switch. All I want is like more power. That's all I need.
I couldn't agree with you more though, is like I love the OLED. Like if you can make that OLED 4K 60 frames, longer battery life, I'm fucking sold. Like
Yeah.
that's all I want. And then maybe a better UI for the
Oh yeah,
online.
that's pretty bad, the UI.
But the switch from 3DS to new 3DS was a pretty good difference, in my opinion. So who knows? I guess we'll have to wait and see. Is there anything else you'd like to say on this?
No, I think I'm good. I think we touched on a lot, so.
The way you just like look over at me. I'm sorry. I set you up for that. That was bad. That's on me. But yeah, Brian, thank you so much for being back. This is long overdue. I can't wait to have you back again. Please let the people know where to find you and what you have going on.
Go follow me at another vinyl page where I still post sometimes, but people don't like as much. So that's cool, but I don't care because I'm just posting it for me and not you, suckers.
Yeah, that's the attitude to have because I pretty much abandoned my Instagram. But go ahead, you're gonna say
Dude,
something.
my likes have gotten so low. Like, I'll have some posts and they'll have like 10 likes, and I'm like, I used to get like close to 100 on each. I don't care. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Are you still using the same hashtags and stuff?
That's what I was wondering too, because I heard if you keep using the same ones, like they don't work anymore.
They literally don't. Like, they will put you in like a limbo.
I mean, I use the same like beginning ones, and then depending on what I am posting, I'll add more onto that, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that does. Yeah, they got all weird about it. And
Ugh, I
honestly,
hate
that's why I
Olympia.
kind of abandoned my Instagram, but I need to probably post on it again too. So,
Yeah.
but
Right on.
anyways, awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for being on. Thank you,
Thanks for
everyone,
having
for
me.
listening. Anytime, good sir. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye, have a beautiful time.
Save your breath, lying in